This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the rewards of humility. So this week, I've been talking about Gideon's story. And as we know, the Israelites were under attack by the Midianites, and God chose Gideon to save them. And initially, Gideon was reluctant to take on this assignment, even though an angel of the Lord appeared before him, because he was using all of his logic, and he just couldn't comprehend how he was the best man for this job. But as I was reading Gideon's story, I noticed something he did that I find very instructive. So when the angel of the Lord appeared before Gideon, he asked the angel for a sign to prove that it was really the Lord speaking to him. But before he would see the sign, he wanted to bring the angel an offering. And this was Gideon's way of expressing a sense of humility and drawing closer in to God. And I think this is what God was ultimately looking for. You know, maybe a person who was more qualified would have responded with a sense of arrogance. But instead, Gideon responded with a sense of humility and sacrifice throughout until he ultimately achieved victory. And God knew that Gideon would respond in this way. So humility is what wins. And the next time we're facing something that seems impossible, let us cling to these words to give us a sense of humility. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Luke 14:11. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, remember, humility wins.